There's a verse in the Bible that tells us where Satan's throne is located, but there seems to be some differing opinions on where this exact location is. Is it in Geneva, Switzerland, the home of CERN and many other questionable organizations? Is it in Pergamum, an ancient location linked to extreme idol worship? Or may it just be that there's a larger, deeper mystery to the actual location of Satan's throne? Revelation 2:13 is the intriguing verse that tells us about Satan's throne. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. There are some claims that popped up online that this location where Antipas was martyred was in Geneva, Switzerland. This would make a lot of sense actually when we look at everything going on in Geneva. First off, it's the home to the largest piece of technology on Earth, CERN, the Large Hadron Collider.
Excitement and relief as the Large Hadron Collider subsystems whirr back into action, setting a new world record. Colliding its first protons again after 3 years of upgrades, faster than ever before. This particle accelerator runs deep below the Swiss Alps, sending high-intensity beams through a 27-kilometer tunnel and smashing them together.
In 2016, the Gothard Tunnel was opened, which connects with Geneva, Switzerland. The ceremony for the opening of that tunnel seemed more like a spiritual ritual than a celebration of a construction achievement. Those two instances have been known for quite a while now, but there are some modern connections to Geneva that are pretty strange. Geneva is the location of the headquarters for the World Economic Forum.
Good morning, Klaus.
Good morning, Like.
Where are we?
We are here at the headquarters of the World Economic Forum in Geneva.
There is no organization in the world which has such a great future as we have, because we fit exactly into what the world needs today.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
And many other things are headquartered in Geneva, such as the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization. The United Nations have at least 12 different headquarters there. An organization for migration, as well as labor organizations, computing centers, the International Bureau of Education, and a conference on disarmament, and the list goes on and on. Within the past few years, multiple edits have been made to the Wikipedia page on Antipas, saying that he was actually martyred in Lyons or Geneva, Switzerland. This caused this theory to be spread in multiple places across the internet. But in order to know the true location of Satan's throne, we just simply have to read the verse prior to that verse in Revelation 2. To the angel of the church in Pergamum, write, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. According to the book of Revelation, we can see that the location of Satan's throne is in Pergamum. But actually, there's a deeper connection to be made here, one that may tie Geneva back into the equation. But first, let's look at why Pergamum is referenced as the location for Satan's throne.
When it came to worshiping the gods of the empire, Pergamum was exactly the right place to be. Nearly every major deity had a temple here. No matter what you desired, or what you needed, or what you dreamt for, the gods would offer here to fulfill that for you.
Pergamum was a location known for extreme idol worship. People would travel there to worship all types of false idols and false gods from all around the region.
On one side, it was a very beautiful city. But on the flip side, it was one of the darkest, eeriest cities in the whole Roman Empire.
The people of Pergamum were known as the temple keepers of Asia. The city had three temples dedicated to the worship of the Roman emperor. Another for the goddess Athena, and the great altar of Zeus, the king of the Greek gods. Many scholars believe this altar is the throne of Satan, mentioned in the book of Revelation.
That word throne was first used to describe a chair that was used in a personal private residence. And it was the chair for the Lord of the house, the master of the house. The very fact that Jesus would use that word in this verse means Satan felt at home there. He sat on a throne there.
But the mass amounts of idolatry that were taking place to link this as the location for Satan's throne is not something that's isolated to just Pergamum. When Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, Satan came to tempt him and made a very telling statement. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish." We can derive from this statement that Satan has many areas of influence in the world, not just at Pergamum. Any place where the people turn their face from God and towards idolatry and their false ways is a place delivered to Satan. Satan is even the god of people who are living in the world who are not living for God's ways, whether they realize it or not. "In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." It's said that Antipas was martyred at Pergamum during the reign of Nero, 54 to 68 AD, or Domitian, by burning a brazen bull-shaped altar and for casting out demons worshipped by the local population. The reason Pergamum seems to be the location of the throne of Satan is because it was a hub for false idol worship unlike any other place in its time. But seeing that Satan is the god of this world, any place that turns from the one true living God and towards their own desires, towards lies and the ways of the world, can become another Pergamum, whether that's Geneva, America, Rome, or any location that turns from God, all have the capability and the free will to become another location for the throne of Satan. Idolatry is anything that's taking the place of God in our lives. The Lord desires that we turn from these ways of the world and towards Him for our fulfillment and reliance. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Satan may have the locations on earth that turn from God and give themselves to his ways, but God rules over heaven, earth, and over all of creation. In Acts and in Isaiah, it tells us, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool." There's two options of thrones you can follow. Satan's the god of this world, whose throne is passing away day by day, or the one true living God, the God of the Bible, whose throne is established forever, who makes the earth and the god of this world's throne his footstool. I hope you'll choose the latter. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.